AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. and Bahrain, with the support of other Gulf allies, have proposed a U.N. Security Council resolution intended to motivate Iran to reopen the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Mike Waltz is the U.S. ambassador.
We believe in some basic fundamental principles, namely the freedom of navigation for the entire world's economies. And that's what's at stake here. Nothing less than a cornerstone of worldwide stability and commerce. And those who abuse it or seek to throw it out are setting a very, very dangerous precedent.
Meantime, Iran has created a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met at the Vatican with Pope Leo. President Trump has been critical of the Pope's stand on the Iran war. President Trump says goods from the European Union will face higher tariffs if the bloc fails to approve last year's trade framework by July 4th. Lawmakers in Tennessee have passed a new House map that carves up a majority black district in Memphis.
The new voting districts could give Republicans a chance to win all 9 of the state's congressional seats in the November midterm elections. Republicans say the proposed districts were based on population and politics, not racial data. But Democrats like Representative Justin Pearson, a black Democrat from Memphis who's running for U.S. House, dismissed such assertions.
These maps are racist tools of white supremacy.
Republican State Senator John Stevens defended the new districts he sponsored by noting that Democrats had also drawn congressional districts to their advantage.
The maps were drawn to maximize the potential Republican partisan advantage.
Tennessee is the first state to adopt new districts since a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that significantly weakened federal Voting Rights Act protections for minorities. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The State Department will start revoking passports of thousands of parents who owe a significant amount of unpaid child support. This is AP News. The AP Sagar Magani reports Clarence Thomas has made Supreme Court history.
Justice Thomas, anything further?
Just briefly.
With more than 34 years on the High Court bench, Thomas is now the second longest serving justice, overtaking Lincoln appointee Stephen Field. He's gone from Supreme Court outlier to conservative giant, helping secure landmark rulings on abortion, voting, gun rights, and beyond.
I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means.
Only liberal William O. Douglas served longer. Thomas would overtake him in 2028 if he stays on the bench, and there's no sign he plans on retiring anytime soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The NCAA will expand its March Madness basketball tournaments by 8 teams each next season, from 64 teams to 72. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.